My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hello, friends. It is, well, for me right now, it is May 1st. So I was going to say happy May, but if you're listening to this on May 2nd, can't believe it is May. I wasn't sure how this would go. So last week I had launched the 50th episode and it was my 1 year anniversary of starting this. So it was like, woo, woo. And then realize, oh, I should have kind of waited till this week, but you know, I'm still learning too, because this week, actually, my husband and I, we started a church 10 years ago, and just this last Sunday was his very last Sunday preaching for the next 3 months, and we are being sent so graciously and kindly on a sabbatical. So we get 3 months as a family. We're going to go adventure and do some fun things. So we will be in and out. And so I decided, you know what, that's good timing just to take the month of May for sure for me. As we do, we have kind of a lot of craziness happening in May. I'm just going to take a break from podcast, just kind of reflect. I love just those moments where I get to reflect and look back and just see, God, what have you done? And how did you change me? And what have I learned? And what do you want me to do moving forward? Because for me, this is not just me listening to my own voice or trying to add something into my schedule. It really is for me something I pray and hope is encouraging, and always points back to the hope of Jesus. That is my big, big prayer. So that is what I'm going to be doing. So the month of May, I will for sure not be putting out any new podcasts. And this is going to be my last one. So stay tuned. I don't know, honestly, what June and July will look like. We will still be on sabbatical. I may do like one a month or I may do weekly. I just don't know. And I'm kind of at that point where I'm like, you know what? And that's okay. So anyways, just stay tuned. I don't know if you have subscribed. If you have, then you will get a notification. I will probably, if I do some podcasts, I will probably be posting about it on my Instagram page. But before I go, this was just something that was on my heart today. I've just been reflecting on leadership as we are going away for 3 months, reflecting on leadership. I love looking and learning from other leaders, what they're doing around the globe, all different types. And I don't just mean church leadership, all different kinds. And also about honesty and vulnerability and what does that look like? I don't think it just means airing your dirty laundry all the time and telling everybody every time I have a, you know, lose my patience or say something I shouldn't. I don't think it means that. But so here's, let me try to nail it on the head. One, first things first, as a leader, I feel so passionate about this. You guys remember, maybe you've seen it before, a sermon where they use a prop, and sometimes it's the most cheesy thing ever, I'm not gonna lie. And sometimes you use a prop and it's like, wow, that was really actually effective. Where they use like a glass and they pour it into something and you're looking at it, it's like half full or full. So this analogy doesn't work perfectly, but I was just cleaning my daughter's room today and it just came into my head and my heart. I felt like it was like a prompting of the Holy Spirit of like, as a leader, we must lead, serve, love out of the overflow, because we cannot pour out of an empty glass. And it's just so simple, but it really struck me. And what I mean by that is, just picture your heart as this bucket. What are you putting in? And really, friends, honestly, I'm just going to be blunt. If it's just the news, if it's just social media, if it's just conversations with people, and you're not being planted in the firm foundation of truth in the scriptures, with accountability and community and being challenged and in the local church, I fear that you're leading and you're loving and you're serving out of an empty glass and you just don't know what's going to come out. And your kind of reservoir, if you will, the storage just doesn't last forever. And again, I know this analogy runs dry because yes, the Holy Spirit stays in you. And yes, you can rest securely that you know Jesus. If you are saved by Jesus, you can rest securely in that. But I'm talking even as you lead as a parent and as you pour into your marriage, we all know that feeling when you're like, I've got nothing left. I just feel all that's coming out of me, the fruit of my life is impatience, is frustration, is irritation, is sarcasm, is gossip. You've got to be filling yourself back up. So this month for me, as we're leaving, as we're focusing on the next 3 months, I just want to pour. I want to be making deposits of peace from the Holy Spirit, of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. I want to read the scriptures. I want to be reminded of who God is. I want to be reminded of the story of God, the bigger picture. I want to be reminded of how he treated people. I want to deposit into my soul so that as I lead and love and serve, whether it's church, whether it's my family, whoever it is, the overflow are the things that I've deposited, not just the drags, the empty, the frustrations, if you will. So that's my first thing. And I just wanted to say this, it is not in contrast with leading from weakness or leading from vulnerability. That's not at all what I mean. When I say like, you gotta have an overflow of what God's doing in your life, I don't mean that your leading should always just be like, woohoo, love, I've got it. Like, it's not perfect. That's not at all. It's not in contrast at all. We should absolutely, but by weakness, like leading from weakness and leaning on like, God, your grace is sufficient for me. Your power is made perfect in my weakness, often means I have experienced the lowest of lows. I have experienced the wrestle of, God, where are you? I've experienced the grief of, I don't understand, God, what's happening. The why is insurmountable. I cannot even see past the whys. All I want to know is the why, because I don't understand. I have felt weak. I felt like I had no strength. I felt like I didn't know where the answer was going to come from. And yet, here's what God did. And yet, this is what God did. Or maybe it's, I was so stuck in my addiction or stuck in my weakness and trauma or hurt or pain or sin, but this is what God did, or this is what God is doing. That's what I mean when I mean lead out of weakness and vulnerability. I don't mean, I'm not even going to go further because I feel like I made my point. But sometimes I think that those two stand alone and they're in contrast with each other. Like, you either are like, I'm leading out of the grace and the overflow and the goodness of God and everything and woohoo, or oh, I just am going to talk about how horrible I am and all of my, they're not in contrast. You, no matter at your weakest part, no matter at your most lowest moments, you've got to be pouring something back in. And that might just be as simple as just listening to a worship song, listening to the Bible on Audible, calling a friend and saying, I have nothing. I need you to remind me who God is. Friends, that's okay. You're allowed to wrestle. So it's on my heart, I think, just as I reflect and as we go into these next 3 months, but that is what I want to leave you with. There's not even like one simple word or one simple tagline even. It might be even seem a little bit mumbled or jumbled, but I hope that that is somewhat encouraging to you. And don't let it be a thing on your checklist, friends. Even practice this. I was talking to a woman the other day who I love and admire, and she was just talking through some of the anxieties I was feeling. And she was like, I close my eyes in the morning or at night, wherever, get in a quiet place, go for a walk, whatever it is, sit on your front porch, close your eyes, take a huge deep breath. Breathing matters. Pay attention to your body. Are you feeling anxious? Does your chest feel heavy? Do your shoulders feel heavy? Is your mind going? Take a deep breath, maybe five, maybe 10, and just picture Jesus wherever he's at in your mind, in your heart, where you can picture him, and just say, as you breathe, and just envision whatever you're holding on to, whatever the stresses are, whatever the pains are, whatever the worries are, and just lay them at the foot of Jesus and just picture them there. God, I'm worried about my future. God, I'm worried about this decision. I'm anxious about this child, Lord. I'm anxious that this bill, I'm anxious, whatever it is, this relationship. Picture just laying it at the foot of Jesus and saying, God, you see it. There, it's at your feet, God. Jesus, you see it. I'm laying it down and I'm saying, I trust you with these things. I'm saying that I'm going to trust that you said, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. I trust that you see these things, and God, I trust that you see me. So I'm laying them at your feet. I'm laying them at your feet. Even that simple, simple practice of laying them at your feet, that maybe that is what you do to be poured back into. And in that moment, you'll have one little thing. Maybe God will speak to you. He'll give you a scripture. So as you think about it, don't think of it as a to-do list. Oh, I got to fill myself up. That's not your job. But we do show up and we partner with God and say, I'm going to show up to you, Jesus, and I need something from you. I need to be reminded of who you are. So that is my encouragement to you. That is what I am going to be hopefully doing in the next month, 2 months, 3 months. And friends, I have loved this journey so much. I'm taking a break, not because I am not wanting to do the podcast, but because I want to reflect and remember what God has done and be refreshed and restored for what is to come. We are just getting started with this Change My Life. Thank you for joining me on the ride.